Grass.
This special meeting of the Berkeley City Council is called to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Councilmember Keswani is currently absent. Councilmember Taplin.
Present.
Bartlett is currently absent. Han.
Pleased to be present.
Wengrath.
Present.
Humbert.
Present.
And Mayor Aragin.
Present.
Okay.
A quorum of the city council is present. Before I proceed to the consent calendar, I'd like to report out from the actions that the Berkeley City Council took in various closed session meetings related to this case. On February 5th, 2024, and March 7th, 2024, the Berkeley City Council met in closed session to provide the city attorney settlement authority in the matter of Ruick and Ellsworth versus the City of Berkeley, Alameda County Superior Court Case Number RG18930003. Specifically, the council authorized the city attorney to settle a claim for attorney's fees for $1,446,915.60 in exchange for a release of claims for attorney's fees and costs up to and including February 5th, 2024. The city council also authorized the city attorney to settle and obtain a release of all remaining claims in exchange for the acquisition of 1900 4th Street using city funds of up to $1.5 million. On March 5th, 2024, the case settled in mediation and the city attorney executed a memorandum of settlement memorializing the terms of the settlement. On March 12th, 2024, the parties agreed to a further settlement and release that supersedes the March 8th, 2024 settlement and sets forth the agreement in further detail. And that specific agreement called for the council to take action this afternoon to adopt an ordinance authorizing the city to acquire 1900 4th Street and authorize the transfer of the property to Socorro Tate Land Trust. So with that, we'll now proceed to the consent calendar. And we have one item. Item one, the acquisition of real property located at 1900 4th Street. And the recommendation is to adopt the first reading of an ordinance authorizing the city to acquire a portion of the West Berkeley Shell Mound located at 1900 4th Street. And also authorizing the city to transfer that property to the Socorro Tate Land Trust, thereby returning the land to the Ohlone people. I want to turn the floor over to our city attorney to ask if she has any remarks on this item.
I just want to thank everyone that has helped. This has been definitely a team effort to get to this point, and it's a historic moment. It resolves a longstanding lawsuit, and I'm just thrilled to be in this position to recommend this action to you. And again, it's been a team effort.
So I just want to take this opportunity before we go to public comment to thank our city attorney, Farima Brown, and her entire team in the Berkeley City Attorney's Office. We have our assistant city attorney, Brendan Darrow, who has also played a principal role in this case. I know we have a number of attorneys who provided assistance, including Peter Prowse, and it's good to see you in person. Andrew Schwartz, I believe, is on the Zoom as well. And so their firms also played a very critical role in representing the city of Berkeley throughout this entire process and helping effectuate the historic settlement that we're about to approve today, which I think is the biggest urban land back to indigenous people in the state of California. We hope sets a precedent for other cities. So thank you, everyone who worked on this, including Tom Lippi, who represented the Confederated Villages of Lejeune. And I'd like to recommend that we go to public comment first, and then we can bring it back to the council for questions, comments, and a motion. I want to first turn the floor over to Karina Gould, who is unfortunately not able to join us in person, but she's here in full spirit. Karina, I'm going to promote you to panelists if that's okay. So I'm doing that now. And want to turn the floor over to you and just thank you for your incredible leadership and tireless commitment to this effort. You were, I think, really the inspiration for this effort to preserve this sacred and historic site. We're really excited by this opportunity to give the land back, which was stolen. Let's remember, this land was and still is Indigenous land. And it's pretty ridiculous that we have to take this action to buy it and give it back to the first people who lived and owned this land. But I think this is a really critical step. And really just want to thank you so much for everything. And thank you for your partnership in this effort. So I'll turn it over to Karina Gold.
The first language of the Bay Area, Chochenyo, our ancestors spoke this language. The land and the waters heard this language. It was carried on the winds for thousands of years in our territory. The land behind me is Tushtak, our sacred mountain, the mountain that we're born to. And we are the Lashon people, the waterway that we're born to as well. I'm without words right now of where we've come in the last 8 years as partners, the city of Berkeley and the Lashon people and the thousands and thousands of people that showed up for the West Berkeley Shell Mount over the last 8 years. We started off on a rainy day in April at a zoning board meeting to talk about why it was important to protect this site. And hundreds of people showed up with us, and over 1,000 letters went to the zoning board about why the original project wouldn't work. And we stood in prayer together at the West Berkeley Shell Mount with Jewish and Muslim and Christian people, with Tibetan chanters and Hawaiian singers, with Korean drummers and Aztec dancers, with Wakana Forever. We've stood together throughout all of these years. The city of Berkeley and all of us have grown immensely together in this process of trying to free the West Berkeley Shell Mound. The West Berkeley Shell Mound was never about me. It was about us as human beings finding a way back to being human beings. It was a way for us to figure out how to right some historical wrongs and how to recognize that we are here together for the purposes of making a better future for the next seven generations of people. I want to thank Sophie, who was in on all of this since before when she was on the zoning board, and for Mayor Araguin, who has stood with us and championed us, to Farima and her team, who have done the amazing by standing with us, and with my lawyers, Tom and Michelle. But this really is about the thousands that have come and recognized that this sacred site, the place that was the first place that we put our ancestors in, as a part of our Indigenous epistemologies. It's a place that we first said goodbye to someone. It was a way for us to send them through what is our Western Gate, where the Golden Gate Bridge is. To have this place saved forever, I am beyond words. My elders are supposed to be in the room. I'm not sure if they made it or not. But both Ruth Orta and my auntie Raina are the elders council of our tribe, the two matriarchs of the Lashon people, who in their lifetimes, in their late 80s, are seeing our land return this sacred site for the first time in generations. I'm beyond words with what I can say and how grateful I am that the city of Berkeley has stood with us throughout all of this, from watching murals go on the street to seeing the city of Berkeley change signage, recognizing it was a Ohlone territory, to creating a beautifully well thought out land acknowledgement, to really working in reciprocity with the First Nation people the Lashon people, who I have a blessing to be the spokesperson for. I am forever grateful for the partnerships that we've created in a place that we have called home for thousands of years, a place that now sits Berkeley within the traditional territory of Huchum, a place that acknowledges that we are not just in the past, but that we are current and present and available to come to the table as equal partners to protect our sacred places. I call you relatives, or suya in our language, that we have become relatives throughout this difficult time of working together, that we have figured out a way to be better human beings, that the next seven generations will know that this shell mound that was once stolen was returned, and that there are children that we don't even know yet that will sing there. Just in the last few years, the last 8 years, I've become a grandma three more times while we've been dealing with fighting this. But all along, I think the city of Berkeley and city council has known that this was the right side of history to be on. And that I'm so willing and happy and looking forward to the celebration of thousands of people that have come to pray and to know that the Shell Mound is a sacred place, not just for the Lashon people, but for everyone that now calls this their home. I look forward to signing the final papers and to seeing the settlement complete, and that the Shell Mound is free forever, and that each one of us had a part in making history and a beginning of healing again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Karina, for all your partnership and your perseverance and wisdom and guidance throughout this process. And please stay on. With that, we're going to open up for public comment. So we'll first go to any people here in the boardroom at 12th Avenue and Addison who'd like to offer public comment. This is public comment only on item one, the acquisition of 1900 4th Street. Yes, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Christina Murphy. I'm from Berkeley. I identify as BIPOC, so I'm part of your group as well. You know, I'm Native. What I want to say is congratulations for not giving up in the fight. I want to congratulate the council that put in hard work to protect and change over some of the historical wrongs in Berkeley. I came out to invite y'all to come and help us, people of color, to also protect and save what we have in Berkeley. We used to be 43%, now we're only 4%. So we need your protection, we need your prayers, and we need you to come out and support us. I'm here to support as well. So come out and support us, because we're all one group in Berkeley. Our city council is changing, and so we want to make sure that when the new ones come in, they know what we're doing. We're here to protect and save and turn over the wrongdoings in Berkeley. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Rabbi Sam Lucky, and I'm here as a representative of Jews on Ohlone Land. And we are so thrilled and so grateful for all of the support for many, many years of the City of Berkeley's support. We've been at the Shell Mound praying regularly for many years as part of this effort. And thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
My name is Kent Lightfoot. I'm a distinguished professor of anthropology at the University of California, Berkeley. It is a great honor to speak to the Berkeley City Council. I have been involved in California archaeology and running our program at UC Berkeley for 37 years. And I just want to emphasize that this is one of the most incredible sites in California. And I speak as an archaeologist, not only one of the oldest sites here in the Bay Area, but it's also, as I think Karina Gould eloquently stated, it's a sacred place. But what we've done recently, we've had a work with Karina and other Indigenous scholars from National Science Foundation from funding, and we've been able to look at some of the soil samples. And it's amazing what is actually there at West Berkeley, which was not known about prior to this work. It is an important, not only sacred place, but it is an important village with many houses, with many hearths. It was the first fishing village on the San Francisco Bay. And what's interesting is they basically went out there and harvested thousands and thousands of herring. And they had boats, they had nets. It was an extremely sophisticated operation, quite frankly. And it's one that I think the public really needs to know about. And I think in terms of the tribe and the city getting involved in this, I just think it's an incredible opportunity in terms of interpretation of the greater Ohlone community. But San Francisco Bay, man, the incredible history that's here. And we at UC Berkeley, I can speak for the archaeological community, we would help in any way in terms of interpretation or anything the tribe would like or the city of Berkeley. And I appreciate greatly all of your support, and thank you very, very much.
And whoever would like to speak, please come forward. Thank you.
I think we all want to get to the vote, but I just want to first acknowledge, my name's Toby McLeod, and I've been working with Karina and all these incredible people for all these 8 years. I just want to acknowledge Karina's leadership, for starters, because this would not have happened without her. Councilmember Hahn called us back at that zoning board meeting and got Karina and Malcolm Margolin to come down and hear the plans for the site. And Mayor Ottagin, you've been an amazing ally as well. And Farima, thank you so much for all the work you've done, starting with your 14-hour day on Friday. And it's been really an honor to meet with each of the council members to talk about the importance of the site over all these years. And we really appreciate all the time, energy, and financial resources that you have committed to this. And I hope you'll approve this deal today. So thank you very much.
Toby McLeod, if you could just come right back for 1 second. There are some people who like to stay in the background, but I think we all know that Toby McLeod has been an integral, seminal driving force to move a complicated and emotionally difficult process forward, and an incredible partner for Karina Gould, for the tribe, for the council. And I don't know if there will be another opportunity where we get him standing up and are able to thank him in this way, because he's a very modest person. But I would like to thank you for the critical, central role that you have played in making this amazing day possible. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
There we go. I'm short. My name is Ruth Orta. I'm the oldest member of the Tsagoite tribe. Karina Gould is my cousin. Her great grandmother was my mom's older sister, and her grandmother was my first cousin. I was born in Newark, California. I still live there, Alameda County. That's where our folks were from. We've never left, and I don't intend to leave. I'll be 90 August the 20th. I was born August the 20th, 1934, on Sycamore Street in a house in Newark. The house is no longer there. That part of Newark is industrial. So, but I still live in Newark. I've never left. I have five generations of family. I have seven children, 17 grandchildren, 38 great-grandkids, 15 great-greats. We've never left our motherland. I was born in Alameda County. My mom was born in Alameda County in Pleasanton in 1902. She was raised in the Mission San Jose orphanage run by the Dominican sisters up there. She got out in 1914 to go and take care of herself. They shipped her brother up to Ukiah for the boys' part of the orphanage. He was 14 and she was 12. They were two awesome human beings, very proud of who they were. They weren't recognized as any part of the government, but that didn't stop them. They worked for all the farmers in the Fremont, Newark, Union City area, which used to be called Washington Township. Then they named it after the murdering Fremont. And that was a slap in the face. But as everybody knows, us little natives, we weren't recognized as being anybody. We didn't even have land. In fact, I still rent. I don't care, because when I go to see my maker, he'll know that I live my life to take care of my family, work hard, and respect everybody in the world, everyone, no matter what your color is. And that's the way I was raised. We've seen some humdinger things happen in our life. So now that I'm a little old lady and I'm connected with Karina, and I'm so proud to be part of the tribe. I've never been part of the tribe except for my own immediate family one, and we have a huge one. But I am so happy for Karina. When I met her, I was working at Coyote Hills for East Bay Regional Park District, learning about my culture. I learned how to do the acorn soup. My daughter learned how to do the soap root brush, and my granddaughter learned how to do the cordage. And that's what we did for the park district, to show the people that we're still here and that we were learning something from what we did, because we knew nothing. No one ever taught us. No, and they called us Indians. And I was an avid reader growing up, and I wanted to read about everything. And I would ask my mom, how can they call us Indians, Mom? Indians are from India. She said, that's what the government wants people to think, that we're not here, we came from somewhere else. She said, but this land is our land, and this is where our people came from. Don't ever forget it. And I never have, and I'm still involved. And I'm going to be involved until the day I leave this earth. God is not done with me. So this is the reason why I came to help out Karina. I do run around and drive still yet. I learned how to drive in 1946 when I was 12. And I ended up driving the buses for Santa Clara County and the light rail train until I was 70. So I have been a working Native person my whole entire life, and still paying the government. We can't even retire without not paying the government. So thank you. Thank you. It's been a long fight for Karina. I wish I was there from the beginning, but I was busy doing my thing for the park district, for East Bay Regional Park District. And I came to protest a lot of times, but I'm very proud of Karina, and I'm glad when I met her, because the last time I seen her mom, I was about 10 to 12 years old, and my cousin Flora, that was her grandma, she would take the Peerless bus to come out to Centerville. We lived on an apricot ranch, and that's where they would come to visit my mom. But all the family that survived around the area would come and visit mom, because she was the last of the family that was still living. And so, yay, yay. Yay for Berkeley.
Good afternoon. My name is Claire Greensfelder, and first I'm going to read a statement from Malcolm Margolin, who cannot be with us today. But we took this statement in the last hour. So, This is Malcolm speaking. And for those of you that don't know, Malcolm is the author of The Ohlone Way and partner with Karina and all of us in this incredible campaign. I want to start by saying that I am so proud to have been a resident of Berkeley. I am also incredibly proud of the City of Berkeley's longtime commitment to uplifting Indigenous peoples, including declaring the first Indigenous Peoples Day in the United States. The commitment goes back years, and as a result, the city has been enriched by Native activity and presence. However, despite the commitment to Indigenous peoples from the city, when I first became aware of the possibility of commercial development on the Shell Mound site 8 years ago, and the desire of the Indigenous community, as well as many Berkeley residents and neighbors in District 1 and across the entire town to create an Indigenous park, museum, and ceremonial site there, I have to admit I was afraid that in spite of all our efforts, this was not going to happen. And at 83 years old, I thought that I would not see this happen in my own lifetime. I am so happy that I was wrong. And what a long, hard fight it's been. I recognize the magnitude of effort that went into this, the amount of time that Karina and many, many volunteers gave to this campaign, not to mention the efforts of the mayor, the city council, and the city of Berkeley, the lawyers and staff, all that they worked, they put into this effort. An astonishing thousands of hours of thought, planning, labor, and endurance have been put into this. The return of a part of the original lands of the historic West Berkeley Shell Mound and Village site to the Ohlone peoples represents a turning point, not just for Berkeley, but for the entire country. The West Berkeley Shell Mound and Village site connects us to the roots of our history here. We are all better for it. It was the first village on the shores of the bay 5,000 years ago. Thousands of years of habitations created and left a history of rich culture of survival, along with an appreciation for craftsmanship and beauty that they created. There is no other place in the Bay Area like it. And the tremendous effort that was made to save it is indicative of the power that the place itself has. Although Berkeley has been at the forefront of recognizing Indigenous peoples, the expression of this in town has thus far been scattered throughout the city. Wonderful powwows, festivals, street signs, and other events and moments of recognition have taken place. However, the transfer of the land at 1900 4th Street today gives the local Indigenous community a place and a sense of their own history that will be shared with our entire community. In traditional communities, ceremonies can go on for days and days, and there is a fullness of expression. This will now give the local Ohlone community the ability to do just that right here. Giving the Indigenous community power over 1900 4th Street, we will all see something beautiful and amazing come along and alive right here in our own city of Berkeley that has been absent for so long. The magnitude of this effort will continue on to the future. The work is not yet done now that this place is secure. And we all must accept the challenge to go forward and build something wonderful and beautiful there. To all involved, and especially to the Berkeley City Council, I offer my deepest thanks. So that was from Malcolm, and now maybe I can make my own statement. Okay. So my name is Claire Greensfelder, and I have been a resident of Berkeley for the most part since 1970. But I come from a family that has been in California next year for 175 years, starting with the first cousin who came in 1851, Adolf Sutro, who was a former mayor of San Francisco. My family has five generations on my mother's side and four on my father's, which up until I started working with Indigenous peoples on land rights issues in the 1980s, I thought was a good thing. I thought was an amazing thing. But in fact, when I became aware that my five generations was nothing but a blip on the sands of time and the people had lived here, which I knew, my family was very strong advocates for Indigenous peoples and Indigenous rights. And yet, even though my distant cousin Adolf gave back lots of land to the people of the city of San Francisco, I'm sure it never occurred to him to give it back to the Native people who were there first. And this is what is so profound, to think that he was mayor in 1897, to think that in less than 100 years later, that here the Berkeley City Council is helping to facilitate the return of land to the people who've been here for 5,000 years. There is no question in my mind that this is a significant moment in history, that this is a significant moment for our city, and it's one of which I am extremely proud. It is an honor to have been a resident and a visitor and on this land in my family for 175 years, but the honor going forward to recognize those that were here before us is astounding. I really must say to the Berkeley City Council, to whom I've spoken on many issues over many years, as most of you know, that this is the most deeply profound moment I've ever seen. And I am so grateful to you for your vision, your insight, for staying with this for the last 8 years, and for, at the very bottom, together with the owners of the land, who must be acknowledged, the temporary owners, for doing the right thing. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, for me, for my family, and for everyone who cares about making this city the place it can be. It will be beautiful in the future, as it has been in the past. Thank you.
Are there any other in-person speakers?
Hi, my name is Lucy Gill, and I've been working as an archaeologist in the San Francisco Bay Area for the past 8 years. I received my PhD in anthropology from UC Berkeley in 2023, and I'm now working with Tribal Chair Karina Gould and the rest of the Confederated Villages of Lashon as a cultural resources manager. I'd like to thank the mayor and the city of Berkeley for their continued support of the West Berkeley Shell Mound and for joining with Lashon Nation on this historic day to protect this important sacred site. Since 2020, I've been working with Lashon Nation to develop non-invasive archaeological methods for identifying and protecting sacred sites within Lashon ancestral territory, including the West Berkeley Shell Mound. In 2021, along with my colleagues Kent Lightfoot and Jordan Brown, who are also here today, I submitted an amicus letter to the California Supreme Court in support of the petition for review of the legal case involving the Shell Mound, which spoke to its archaeological importance. We've already heard about the archaeological importance, and more importantly, the importance for Lashon people from Karina and Ruth, so I'm not going to speak to that, but I am just going to say, for the past year, I've been working with Lashon Nation and archaeological colleagues to organize a symposium that would share archaeological and indigenous knowledge about the West Berkeley Shell Mound, culminating in an edited volume written by archaeologists and Lashon people. Our goal has always been to reconnect this archaeological data with the site and the people that it came from. How much more powerful the symposium would be if it could take place back on the land and contribute to indigenous-led education of all of our citizens about Berkeley's past and present and the many threads that link them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Carol, this is on the acquisition of 1900 4th Street. Thank you. Ma'am, I think you want to speak. Yeah.
Yes, a gift for you. I came here today because I wasn't sure of the address. So I ended up where we started in the original place where the city council met over hours and hours. And it was touching to be there. And then I didn't know where we were. So we ended up finding ourselves walking by the Ohlone Territory Street mural. And then we walked down Addison, which is where the Strawberry Creek flows. And so it's with all that spirit and energy and the relatives and the ancestors that I carry with you for this gift to you. It says, thank you, City of Berkeley, for helping to save the West Berkeley Shell Mound. And it's a hummingbird. There were many messages from the hummingbird that stayed with us at the Shell Mound. And it says, just in brief, hummingbird creates an internal massage that restores their health and balance. Hummingbird is not afraid of any predator. Hummingbird may eat 50 to 60 meals a day. Hummingbird is a master architect. In some of their journeying, they can fly over 2,500 miles. Hummingbird accomplishes what seems impossible. And we are deeply grateful to you for sharing in hummingbird medicine. Thank you so very much.
Good afternoon. My name is Inez Izquierda. I am a guest on these lands, and I just wanted to speak in gratitude for the Lashon Ohlone, for the ancestors of this land, for the thousands of people who have supported this work to protect this site from desecration, to the city of Berkeley and all of you for your support and your work. I want to thank Janelle LaRose and the Indigenous Women-Led Segorite Land Trust for their support, and everyone coming together in support of land back and rematriation movements that are addressing historic harms of colonization and contributing to justice for Indigenous people. This is a critical and historic moment, and I just wanted to thank you. So, yeah.
Are there any other speakers here in the boardroom? If not, we'll take speakers on Zoom. If you wish to speak and you're on the Zoom platform, please raise your hand to be added to the speakers queue. And I don't see any raised hands, so I'll come back to the boardroom. Are there any additional speakers? Okay, see Aaron Deems raised her hand. And if there are any Zoom speakers, please raise your hand thereafter. Deem?
Yes. Good afternoon, City Council. I'll be brief and just say that I am so thrilled to see this land returned, to see it rematriated. And I want to say thank you to everyone who has been involved, the Lisyon Nation, and especially to Karina Gould, and to the people on City Council and the staff who work so very hard. I'm grateful to the Segorite Land Trust for their vision to rematriate this land to honor the sacred and the ancestors. Maybe part of the plan can also help fill it with life to honor the people and the creatures, the flying and the crawling and the water with the swimming creatures. And I feel like this kind of really is just a significant act. And I'm just really looking forward to seeing what happens on this space in the future, and very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll go next to Victoria Montano.
Hello. Good afternoon. Good day. I just want to express great deepest gratitude to the people of the land, the original inhabitants of this land, the Lashon Ohlone, for their vision, for their existence, and for over 250 years of surviving, and over 25 plus years of working towards getting recognition from the people that now live on this land, to get people to know that they still exist and they're still here. I just want to say thank you to everybody that's been working to rematriate this land back, this land returned, and who sees the vision of what this quote-unquote parking lot could be. Just want to just really uplift the vision of this space, what it would look like, and just want to say thank you, and yeah, land back.
Thank you. I don't see any additional raised hands, so we'll close public comment. And thank you all for being here today for this historic moment. And thank you to those participating on Zoom. And I want to, before I go to Councilor Hahn, thank everyone, our legal team, Karina Gould, Toby McLeod, and as Karina said, the thousands of people who for the last 8 years have shown up, who prayed, who protested, who've never gave up hope, and very excited and very grateful for, I'll say personally, as someone who has Indigenous blood, to be able to cast this vote today to make this happen. I'll turn over to Councilor Hobb.
Thank you, Mayor Adegim. When you introduced this item, you said we were going to have questions, comments, and emotion. And I, for a second, I thought you said emotion rather than emotion. And I will say that that is what I am overwhelmed with right now. Yes, I will make a motion. Yes, I'm going to express emotion and make a motion. I really want to thank Karina Gould. I hope she's still on the, somewhere out there. There she is, thank you. I'm also speechless. But I want to thank you for your incredible grace, because to fight for something that should have been yours always, and to have the incredible generosity of spirit to be willing to go and get the money to buy back something that was taken from you and held hostage for 150 years, to be such a great teacher and friend, and to be patient with all of us as we feel our way through what it means to try and do the right thing. So I really want to thank you for the honor of working with you and of being able to do this incredible project together. I also want to thank Toby McLeod. I want to thank the mayor, who has never wavered. I want to thank Rima Brown and her team, who have done literally legal miracles and who have put forward novel arguments and gone with passion in front of the courts, and the whole legal team, all the people who've been, Peter Prow, and I don't know who's still with us, but this was quite something. And I think, as was mentioned, we came to know of this proposed desecration of the site 8 years ago when I was still on the zoning board. And I saw this item to build on what I knew to be a historic, archaeological, and sacred site. And I reached out to the only person I knew who was involved with that, which was Toby McLeod. And that was the first meeting. I think he was the only one who came down, because I think I told him at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he came. And we were, the developer team had hired a quote unquote expert to write a long report explaining why this highly regarded, fully documented, already designated historic and cultural site was actually a sham. And that's what started all of this. And I think there's a long story. Some of it you all have heard, a lot of it you haven't. But so many twists and turns, so many moments when it seemed like this whole thing was going to fall apart. And it's really stunning. It is absolutely stunning to be here today. I also want to say that all that prayer and all that gathering and all the good intent, not everybody prays, but a lot of people brought enormous good intent to the site, and even in their homes, thinking about it, and the letters we received and the way they held Karina and members of the Lejeune people. I actually think that's the only way we could possibly be where we are today. So there's been a lot of work and a lot of actors doing things, writing things, convincing their colleagues of things, taking action, strategizing. I mean, honestly, I think we met probably every 2 weeks for 8 years to kind of find that path forward. But there were so many times when it was going to fall apart, and the only way that it could have gone forward was with what the community brought forth. There's no question in my mind. So this is a communal win. This is a win for everyone. It is a huge testament to the stature, wisdom, grace, tenacity, and many other things that are Karima Gul. So with that, I'm going to do what feels to me like one of the most important things I've ever done in my life. And I'm going to make this motion. I want to move that the Berkeley City Council adopt a first reading of an ordinance authorizing the city to acquire the portion of the West Berkeley Shell Mound located at 1900 4th Street, and also authorizing the city to transfer that property to the Segorite Land Trust, thereby returning the land to the Ohlone people.
any additional comments before we proceed to a vote? Okay, if not, I'd like to ask the city clerk to please call the roll on the motion.
Okay, on the motion, Councilmember Keserwani.
Yes.
Taplin.
Yes.
Bartlett.
Yes.
Han.
Yes.
Wengraff.
Yes.
Humbert.
Yes.
And Mayor Auergeen.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries
unanimously. Congratulations, everyone. This is a really great moment. Thank you, everyone who made this possible. I'll make a motion to adjourn this meeting, and then we'll take a break before we start the next meeting.
Second.
Let's call the roll on adjournment.
Councilmember Keserwani.
Yes.
Taplin.
Yes.
Bartlett.
Yes.
Han.
Yes.
Wengraff.
Yes.
Humbert.
Yes.
And Mayor Auergeen.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we are adjourned.